My guest, Floyd Wicks, has been underwater for most of his career. We're lucky to have him now living in Montecito. He attends the Montecito Water District meetings. He worked for CEO American States Water Company. And we're talking about Santa Barbara. Quickly, I just want to mention, an agent told me that he had a listing in Solvang. They pay more for water than Butte and San Ynez. Solvang has state water. San Ynez maybe does not, and so they have some extra charges. And when I was talking to you, Floyd, about state water, and earlier in the prior segment you mentioned that, of course, when there's a drought and we don't have the snowpack and the state has a drought, you're not getting state water. But then you told me something about having state water aqueducts that I didn't realize. Tell me about that.
Well, what brings water to Santa Barbara County is a 124-mile pipeline. It's known as the Coastal Branch Aqueduct, and that's why state water literally is so costly in Santa Barbara County. I should say the water itself is free. You're not paying for the water. You're paying for the delivery system. And that 124 miles of pipe is by itself, Montecito Water District, as an example, we pay $5.2 million a year, even if no water comes through that pipeline. That's a tremendous fixed cost per acre foot. It amounts to about very close to $2,000 an acre foot just for fixed costs.
How does that compare to the cost of a desal water?
Desal water is at $2,800, roughly, close to $3,000. And by the time you add the treatment cost to state water and the pumping, it has to be pumped four or five times before it gets into Santa Barbara County. That adds another $1,000, so it's pretty close to the same cost as desal, but it's only 60% reliable, state water, that is, compared to 100% reliable for desal. And that's, that I mentioned earlier, I'd be coming back to the reliability factor. That is absolutely the reason why it's necessary to have part of your portfolio in a drought-proof category.
And the thing that you mentioned that I didn't realize is that even when the state was dry, the aqueduct, the 124-mile state pipeline, you call it the Coastal Branch Aqueduct?
Exactly. It's a pipeline, but they call it the Coastal Branch Aqueduct.
It could be used from other sources?
Yes. We were able to purchase water from the Antelope Valley East Kern Water District, for example, was one of several that had surplus water, state water, available to it during certain times. Years ago, they purchased a tremendous, they're the second largest owner of state water in the state, second only to Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. So they had some surplus. We took it and brought it through the pipeline. The state is well connected plumbing-wise, so it made it a simple transaction to bring that water in.
And when you said we, you mean Montecito Water District?
Yeah, the water district itself, the water district manager. I was not on the board at the time. I was elected to Montecito Water Board in 2016 and currently still on the board there.
Nice. So clearly, we just got a couple of minutes left. My guest, Floyd Wick, as just mentioned, been on the Montecito Water District for since 2016, but his whole career has been in water and state water. And so to just wrap up, was I correct, $2,800 per acre foot for desal water, and by the time you add up all the other costs with state water, it's almost the same amount?
It's neck and neck, exactly, but the reliability factor for each supply is so far different. You can't count on state water, and you can't count further, Mark, into the future. During the drought, we were able to find different water sources, but because of this statewide groundwater management activity underway now, we don't believe that surplus market is going to be as available as it has been in the past.
And this desal plant that Santa Barbara built, you're working on an agreement to share it, the Montecito Water District, to share it.
Exactly.
And that's not yet finalized.
No, we did finalize a term sheet between the parties. the terms are fairly substantial in terms of finalization, at least, and it's a, we're proposing a 50-year contract, which is really precedential for the city. They haven't gone into a term that long. And frankly, had that happened back in the early 90s, it might, that older plant might still have been in service.
Right, because it never would have been mothballed, because they would have had income coming from the Montecito Water District to justify keeping it running?
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you moved back from Orange County to Montecito.
My guest,
my guest has been Floyd Wicks, and I was correct that Wick is absorbing or drawing off a liquid by capillary action. So yeah. you're your own well, just in your own name, Floyd Wicks, the waterman. Great getting into the weeds on this, and now we have weeds because we have some water. Appreciate that. And we'll have to keep in touch and keep us posted on the desal plant. You know, when you see back east, or not back east, but in the Middle East, a country like Israel is relying on desal plants, I don't know, exclusively?
Yeah, about 80% of their water, I believe, comes from desal. And I might add, if I could real quickly just say, what a great job our district manager has done, especially during the tremendous event last year. As you know, the rock slides and the mud came, oh my gosh. And Nick Turner has done an outstanding job of putting the system back together and working Santa Barbara itself. They sent 20 people over here to help us. It was unbelievable.
That's good to mention him, although when you said doing a great job, I thought you were going to talk about me. My guest has been Floyd Wicks. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
I learned a lot. Thank you. Okay. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.